This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hour number two here, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch for the kids. Joe Fisher here, Rashad Taylor over there, Jordan Schultz across the glass. If you missed the first hour, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts except Spotify because we're banned.
Still.
Always. Nothing will change. However you get your podcast outside of Spotify, you can listen to the first hour there. That's where you can listen to all of the fan podcasts, either through the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. NFL playoffs start today. We got some games.
A couple of them.
We got some games today. The schedule is as follows. Today at 1:30, you will get Rams, Panthers. At 5 o'clock, you will get Packers-Bears. Reverse fart on that. That's a good one. No fart needed for Packers-Bears. Should discredit the Panthers. They did beat the Rams earlier this year.
They did beat the Rams.
Go Panthers.
They did beat the Packers as well?
Yeah,
they did. Think about the Rams. Their kryptonite is their secondary. So if you can throw it over the top, just like Bryce Young did successfully in that game against the Rams, that's pretty much the recipe to beat them. So we'll see if LA allows that again. But that'll be an interesting
one. So we're saying Panthers going all the way?
I mean, I think they'll at least cover. It's a 10-point spread.
That's a lot.
I think that as the home team, I know it's a playoff game and I know it's the Panthers, but man, and I'm a diehard Rams fan, I'm putting my money on the Panthers to cover.
On Sunday, you got Bills at Jaguars at 10 a.m. I don't know why that's the 10 a.m. game. That should be the Sunday night game. That's the best matchup to me, or most intriguing one of the wild card round. 1:30, 49ers Eagles, 5 o'clock, Chargers versus Rashad's Patriots. And then Monday night, it will be Texans at Steelers. So let's go round by round. Let's do this a wild card round first.
Sounds good.
Let's start in the NFC. Bells.
Bells.
Horns.
Let's go.
I'm all bells and horned up.
Making me horny.
Rams, Panthers. Let's just do it all at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Rams.
Rams.
All right, there you go. That was a tough one. Anyway, you see the Panthers winning this?
Yes. Again, like Jordan said, you know, if they can air it out, Bryce Young has games where he's really good throwing the ball and then games where he's not so good throwing
the ball. I wouldn't even say not so good. Terrible throwing the ball.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to say terrible because I'd want to stall him out, but yes, we can say terrible. He's been, I think he had one game with like 54 yards or 57. It was something really stupid.
I want to say it was the Seattle game. It was sloppy and rainy, but still quarterback, you're an NFL quarterback.
Less than 100 yards is less than 100 yards as a quarterback, so that's a problem. But I do see, you know, it's the playoffs. I think we're due for one of these games to be a crazy upset that we didn't see happening. And if there were one to happen, I think it would be the Panthers over the Rams.
Oh, well, do you think it might
I still think the Rams are going to win.
Do you think it's the Packers over the Rams, perhaps? Packers are actually a 1.5-point favorite at Chicago.
I think the Bears are going to win this game.
Think Bears?
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to win this game. Like, I mean, the Packers have dealt with some injuries, some pretty significant ones throughout this season. And so, for that, I think Caleb Williams has had games where he's just on fire. And sometimes that defense just can't come through for him that way. I just don't really still trust that Packers offense like that. I think that defense was really good. But I think Caleb Williams has had some went through some growing pains the last couple weeks and got some really good teams. I think he's due to beat the Packers.
So you're going Rams and Bears.
Rams and Bears.
I'm going with the Packers. I say the Packers get it done today. I mean, they damn near beat them both times this season. It took an absolute miracle for the Bears to win the last game that they played a few weeks ago. Jordan Love is back. They have been in this position many more times in Chicago. They do not fear Chicago. Yeah, give me the Packers in this one.
I got to go Bears. I like their offense. Like Colston Loveland, Roma Dunze. You're right, Caleb Williams has played a little bit better, peaking at the right time maybe this season. It's weird. I've never really leaned on Chicago, but that's where I'm going this week.
Also, the final game of Wild Card, I feel like this is a pretty easy one to pick. Eagles, 49ers. If there was any team that needed that first round bye, boy, it was the 49ers. Them not beating Seattle and now having to travel to Philadelphia, as banged up as they are, against that defense that is playing as well as it is. I just do not see any way that the 49ers end up winning this game. If their offense just absolutely delivers and is able to overcome this defense and put up 30-plus points, and yeah, I mean, I think I'd be – I'm speaking for a lot of people that we'd be shocked by that, but I just do not see that happening. Eagles taking them at home. They rested guys last week too. The Eagles got to rest some guys, which some say might not have been the right decision, but oh well, they're at home. They're that 3 seed. They have the benefit to do so. Yeah, give me Eagles over the 49ers.
Oh man, that's tough. I don't know. It's really, really hard to bet against this, you know, 49ers team. Just considering what we know, when they're good, they are really, really, really good. And Brock Purdy, you know, when he's been great, he's been great. But when he's bad, he's pretty terrible. But at the same time, we're looking at an Eagles team that's been the definition of up and down this year. We don't really know which version of the Eagles we're going to get. And so I think just based on that, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, be upset guy all day, but I don't know. I don't like the 49ers. I don't like the 49ers, but damn it, I think they're going to win this game.
All right, you're on 49ers over the Eagles.
Yeah.
Jordan, what about you?
I heard a comment from Robert Saleh on social media, current Niners defensive coordinator, and he was asked about Saquon Barkley not having success like he did the year before. And it was an interesting way he answered that question. He actually denied. He said, I'm not going to answer that schematically, because he didn't really want to give his hand away, but said that Saquon is still just as talented. That leads me to believe. I'm not sure I like him as a head coach, but I love Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator.
Oh, for sure.
I think he is keyed in on what the Eagles offense is doing. I think he knows exactly how to beat them. I am basing my pick on that alone, saying that San Francisco will win.
They just didn't have the dudes in the Jets. You know, they just didn't have the people to make it happen. But he is a good defensive coordinator.
All right. Moving over to the AFC. By the way, the Eagles are going to win that game. I'm telling you guys.
You're probably right.
It's not a good spot for the 49ers.
I agree with you, and I thought that until I heard Saleh's comments.
And that's
you're right.
Me
you're
saying that.
That's...
I don't know. If McCaffrey's...
you Cowboys fan,
if,
you.
If McCaffrey is able to go, and if Brock Purdy is able to kind of rewind the clock for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's a lot that has to get men. If the Eagles can move the ball up the field, then... Hey, there's a lot of...
They might not have to. Again, I mean, they just might shut down the 49ers just like the Seahawks defense did. They scored 3 points against the Seahawks.
Seahawks defense is pretty good.
Yeah, the Eagles defense is pretty good.
Yeah, so... But I don't see that happening. You know, again, that 13-3, there's a lot of wrong that went wrong for that offense for San Francisco.
I think that was caused by a lot of right from the Seahawks defense.
No, I mean, yeah, you're not wrong on that, but a lot of it was kind of self-inflicted, too.
Moving on, wild card round. Let's go with the first game, Bills-Jags in that one. I'm going Jags. I think they're an absolute wagon right now, playing like one of the best teams. Maybe foreshadowing the rest of my bracket here that they might end up being the Super Bowl representative for the AFC. But yeah, I think the Jags, that the way they're playing on both sides of the ball, Bills play down to their competition. You can't play down to the Jags because they're an absolute wagon right now. Give me Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jags, man. Like, and it sucks because the one year that there's no Josh Allen, there's no Patrick Mahomes. Excuse me, there's no Lamar Jackson. Yeah. There's no Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
No Joe Burrow.
No Joe Burrow. All the thorns in the side of Josh Allen are out of the playoffs. And you have to do what the Buffalo
no
Bills.
No Daniel Jones.
The Buffalo Bills haven't won a road playoff game.
No Tua.
Since 92.
And yeah.
And now you're asking them to win potentially three in a row to be able to go to the Super Bowl. Like, that's a tall task. And I think the Jags are just too good right now. Trevor Lawrence is playing like he should be in the MVP conversation. But yeah, I think the Jags are just too good a team right now.
Why the hell's there a team in Western New York anyways? What are we doing?
Buffalo, man.
Yeah. Home of the
big
win.
City. Go Sabres.
Ish. And see, hockey makes sense there. Yeah, Buffalo's just, I don't think they got it. I got to go Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence playing well under Liam Cohen. And surprisingly, their offense is hitting on all cylinders. I got to go with the hot hand in the Jaguars.
What size media market is Buffalo? I'm curious.
Oh, they're like 40 or 50, buddy. They're not up there. They're tiny.
You'd think being close to like
54th.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's just, it's useless.
What market is Portland?
23rd, I believe.
Yeah, it's, right. It floats around in the 20 to 25 range. Yeah.
Look at us. We're top 25. That's a good thing.
Chargers, Patriots. As far as teams that the Chargers could go up against, I think they have the best chance. I think it is this Patriots defense because their pass rush isn't as good as, say, the Denver Broncos, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Texans. But I'm still going to take the Patriots in this one. They just get you death by a thousand cuts, man. LA's got to go all the way up to New England to play this game. While Justin Herbert did get the week off to rest the hand, I still just think this offensive line, regardless of who they're playing, it's just a absolute liability, and it will be a liability against the Patriots in this one as well. Taking Pats.
I just don't want the Pats to play down to this Chargers team. Like, I know that whole thing, like, act like you've been there before. Truth is, this team hasn't. This young team has no idea what the playoff is like. They have no idea what it's like to be in this moment. And so for that reason, I'm a little nervous. I got to be honest. If there were a weird upset that I saw happening this week, this is the one I was talking about. Like, so I don't want to be too high on my team. I am going to pick the Pats to win, but it scares the hell out of me just because, you know, expectation, man. Drake May expected to be the MVP, you know, this season. And I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to see what the weather is in New England. It looks like it's
cold,
beautiful 35 degrees. So it's going to be great football weather for those boys from L.A. But, yeah, I'm picking the Pats to win. But, again, this game has upset written all over it for me. I don't know why.
Jordan.
I mean, God. Patriots have been way too good this year, but I think they're going to continue that for at least one more game. Now, let me suggest Herbert.
I hope so.
But the frequency at which he throws for three touchdowns in a single game is almost never Justin Herbert. So they can't really score a lot of points through the air, and I feel like New England is just better at scoring, frankly. So I'm going the Patriots on this one.
Patriots. All right, and last one before we take a break. Texans-Steelers in this one. Boy, I want to take Texans, but I could also see the Steelers completely just dragging them down to their level with them in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers and this team, I feel like they could just find some craziness within them to make happen in this game. CJ Stroud and the offense need to have a big game. I mean, we know this defense is good, but CJ Stroud needs to show up, and I think he will. It's going to be a tough, ugly, grinded-out game, but I feel like the Texans do end up actually pulling this one out against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a tough one, though. It's going to be, like I said, ugly, gross, grinded-out game.
35 degrees in Pittsburgh, too. So, I mean, not that really matters.
It's going to be like 17-13 final.
That's a solid score. I don't think the Steelers are going to score a whole bunch, right? I can see them scoring maybe 17 points or something like that. So they're really going to have to lean on that defense to do something. Aaron Rodgers has been serviceable this season, but he does have a lot of playoff experience. CJ Stroud has enough playoff experience to make this a great game for him. But I think D'Amico Ryan and that defense is going to be the game changer here. So give me the Texans.
Texans for Rashad and Jordan.
I'm going Steelers. I think Pittsburgh's got it. Cold weather game. It's just going to be one of those low scoring. You said like 16, 17 to 13. I think it's
like
going to be
17, 13. Yeah.
It's going to be like 7-6. One of those boring ones. Or like 9-7. Just a tutty and three field goals. No thank you. But Pittsburgh usually comes out on top in those kinds of games. And Mike Tomlin, with all the experience he has over D'Amico Ryan, I think that Pittsburgh wins easily here.
All right, take a quick break. We'll do these divisional round games next and conference championship before we figure out our Super Bowl game that we have put together in our own brackets. I got three tabs open doing all of our brackets here, so I'll let you guys know what your matchups are because they might be a little bit different from mine. Do that next year, Sports Saturday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
All right, divisional round, conference championship. We're getting into those now in our brackets. We all do have one matchup that is the same in our brackets. Patriots-Jags in the divisional round. And I'll start it off. I'm going Jags. I'm saying they go into New England. They keep this train rolling. Defense, offense, still playing at an elite level. And they are a little bit more used to playoff football just because Trevor Lawrence has been there at least once before, has played in a divisional round game. I'm going to go with them over the Patriots in that defense stifles Drake May and the offense is able to put up more points and be more efficient than Drake May as well. Give me Jags.
I don't know, man. That deep into January in Foxborough for a guy like Trevor Lawrence and this Jags team from Florida, from Jacksonville. In that matchup, man, if the Pats can win this first one and really look good doing it, man, give me the Patriots in that game.
Yeah, I've lived in New England. I've been in Boston in January, and I don't think anybody that plays in California most of the year wants anything to do with that. Yeah, it just goes down to simple weather and cold weather to team success, and I think New England will beat them for sure.
Jacksonville in Florida, by the way.
Yeah.
You said California.
Oh, sorry. And what?
Tomatoes.
No, you know what?
70 degrees
all
day.
You know what happened? I was looking at an advertisement of Sunny D, like an old one, from like a 90s nostalgic YouTube video.
And you thought California?
Well, remember they have the Florida orange juice and the California orange juice from Sunny D? My mind's just transposing those.
Not familiar. Not familiar with the...
You familiar with Sunny D? Did you have
I know Sunny D. I didn't know they had a
got
Florida...
Got some purple stuff. Got some soda.
I didn't know they had a Florida and a California flavor, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. From this point on, we all have different divisional matchups. In the AFC, I have... Rashad and I both have Denver and Houston playing each other. Jordan has Denver playing Pittsburgh. I am going to go with... Houston. I say Houston's defense plays a little bit better than Denver's defense. And basically, I think what it comes down to is just quarterback play. I think C.J. Stroud is going to show up in this round versus the Broncos offense, which is very bipolar at times. And I believe in the Texans defense a little bit more than the Broncos defense. Texans are on a roll. I'm rolling with them. We're going to get an AFC South Conference Championship.
I'm going with the Broncos, man. The Broncos don't lose close games. And as long as they can keep the game close, you know, and the Texans offense isn't known for just blowing people out of the water. And so, yeah, man, give me the Broncos. Like you said, their offense can be up and down and kind of sketchy sometimes. But when it is good, it's pretty good. But even when it's not good, if the defense can keep it close, which I think they'd be able to do against this Texans team, I trust the Broncos at this point. They've shown me enough this year to let me know that I think they're good.
Jordan, Broncos or Steelers? That is your matchup.
Yeah, I got to go Denver here. I just think that, yes, their offense is hot and cold, but their defense is pretty damn good. And I just trust the weapons that Sean Payton has more than Mike Tomlin at that point. So going Denver.
All right, on the AFC side, I am the only one with Seahawks-Packers. And that one, I am going to go with the Seattle Seahawks. I feel like that defense is just going to make fits for Jordan Love in that Green Bay offense. The Seattle offense has been doing just enough to win games. Hasn't been committing a ton of mistakes, but it hasn't been as high potent as teams as Seattle fans would have liked, like the beginning of the season. Sam Darnold has been playing good enough, but I think this is where Seattle's defense shines. Green Bay coming in to Seattle, losing that one. Seahawks advance. You guys both have Seattle versus San Francisco.
Is it San Francisco or?
I have your bracket literally right in front of me.
Yeah, you said they were going to beat the
Eagles. Yeah.
I'm looking at the actual playoff bracket
now. My fault. But you said San Francisco and who?
Seattle.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Locked in over there. Appreciate it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the whole bracket and everything. Doesn't matter. Man, it's hard to beat. Hard to beat division opponents. I'm probably going to go with Seattle, though.
Yeah, can we all just 1, 2, 3, Seattle?
Yeah, God. I think Seattle is still the team to beat right now. I hate saying that, but I think Seattle is the team to beat in the NFC right now.
Even when their offense sucks, their defense is just so damn good. Yeah. Sam Darnold
looks very familiar, right?
Even in the playoffs, he could throw 3 or 4 picks in this game, and they will still win. So I'm going Seattle all day.
My matchup is Eagles Rams. You guys both have Bears Rams in your matchup. I am going to go with the Los Angeles Rams. They have gone to Philadelphia twice in the last 2 years, lost both of those games. I say they finally get their lick back. Offense shows up. Matt Stafford has a big game, and Hurts in the offense is the Achilles heel of their team all year long. They are not able to keep up with this offense. The Rams do what they should have done earlier in the season. What was that, week 3, week 4, when they had a 17-point lead over them? It was like 26-9 or whatever. Then the Eagles came back. I say the Rams get this one and advance the NFC Championship. Again, you guys got Bears versus Rams. Who wins that?
Bears. Bears win that game. I don't know. That's just me. I feel like Caleb Williams has been really, really hot. This offense has been able to move. This defense has been able to make some stops sometime. I don't know. I'll probably say that I think the Bears have a better shot.
Nah, Rams. Got to pick my Rams here, right? I'd be a bad Rams fan if I didn't.
And we have our championship matchups, conference championship. Mine looks a lot different on the AFC than your guys'. You guys both have Broncos, Patriots. I have Texans, Jags in mine, an AFC South matchup where I will go with the Jaguars. They will be the Super Bowl representative for the AFC. Again, I think just the way that they're playing on both sides of the ball, this team is just on a hot streak. They're playing very, very good football right now. And it's because they are playing complementary football on both sides of it. So give me the Jags beating the Texans in the AFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. Again, you guys have Broncos and Patriots. Rashad.
I'm taking the Patriots in that regard,
oh
man.
God.
I think their offense is better than what the Broncos is, you know. And you have somebody that's more than likely going to win the MVP this season. Yeah, I think that. I mean, I think both defenses are good. Obviously, I think the Broncos is maybe just a little bit better, but I think their offense for New England is better than what the Broncos is. So give me New England.
This is a tough one. I think I got to go Denver. I think I got to go the more experienced coach. And I get it. Vrabel had time in Tennessee. But Peyton's been there before. Vrabel has not. And simply put, I think that Peyton will out-scheme him at this point. And there's going to be something missing, you know, from the stable for New England at that point. And it's just going to be a Denver game. They're going to have the same kind of experience in cold weather as New England does. What was that, like, famous blizzard game from the 80s? Like, Denver plays in cold weather a lot.
Oh, yeah, so for sure.
It don't matter. I think It's going to be a Broncos win.
Rashad, you have a different NFC championship game than Jordan and I. You have Seahawks-Bears, so I will let you go on this one.
Seahawks. Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, dear God.
Let's see it.
Yeah, maybe it goes a little bit better than the last time for Seahawks fans.
No, it won't.
Yeah. Seahawks-Rams is my Super Bowl or my NFC championship. I say the Rams end up winning that one. They should have won their last matchup. They were up 16 in the fourth quarter. Took a miracle comeback from the Seahawks in that one. I believe in the Rams' offense more than the Seahawks' offense. This one will be played in Seattle. But I just think that if you got to go offense for offense, the Rams is the superior offense consistently throughout the season. I think their defense does just enough to get stops and to hold teams back from being able to beat them. And I think that's what they're going to do this Seattle offense. Give me Rams in the Super Bowl.
Kind of wonder if the Seahawks have a disadvantage of getting that first round bye, and then the way that this would be set up is facing off against the Rams in the NFC Championship. I mean, hell, you want your team to be healthy when you're facing off against the best, and I would say the Rams are one of the other best teams in the league, and yeah, they have to wait until near the end of the playoffs. I don't know if injuries are going to be a concern or what. They've been a concern for Seattle all year. God, Seattle's really good, but I'm going LA here, man.
So, our Super Bowl matchups, I'm going with Jags, Rams, Rashad is going Patriots, Seahawks, and Jordan going Broncos, Rams. And I can't believe I'm doing this, but your Super Bowl LX champion is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to beat the Rams again. I'm rolling with them. I'm rolling with them to make the run. They're playing some of the best football, if not the best football in the NFL right now, both sides of it. Trevor Lawrence finally playing up to his abilities. And again, I just think that this defense, too, it's playing some really good football on that side. Championship-level defense right now. So give me the Jags to be your Super Bowl LX champions. Unbelievable. Rashad, your matchup, Patriots-Seahawks. Here, I'll just click
wait,
Patriots.
Wait, no, don't. Wait, stop. Because as much as I love my team, I'm also a realist. I think this Seattle defense is really, really good. It's not Legion of Boom-esque, but it is very, very good. And I don't know, man. I think in that game, you know, with the sputtering offense that Seattle has, I feel like they would have a great game all of a sudden in that game. And all of a sudden you see Sam Darnold play the best game of his life and all type of stuff. It's happened before. I think my team could win, but I think Seattle is just a little bit better defensively. This is tough. You know what? Give me the Patriots. I'm going to take them.
Oh, my God. I'm take anyway. All that just I'm to take end up anyway. Taking the Patriots.
I can't go against my team. That would be stupid, man. I can't do that.
Well, let's see if you guys make it 2 for 2 because Jordan has the Broncos versus the Rams in his Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going. I got to go with my LA Rams. I think Matt Stafford, old man Matthew, has one more in him. Their offense is still just too good. Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, and Davante Adams at the wide receiver position. I think their tight end, Colby Parkinson's caught almost like 10 tutties just himself this year. So I'm going Rams. They are going to come through because they are better on both sides of the ball here.
My Super Bowl champion, the Jacksonville Jaguars. For Rashad, it is the New England Patriots. And for Jordan, it is the LA Rams. Yeah, totally fair and balanced over here. You know, yeah. No bias, yeah, you guys. Man.
None at all.
Way to go.
I mean, hey, if the Cowboys are in, I can almost guarantee that would be your Super Bowl.
We know
pick.
That's not going to happen. Come on now. Let's be rational. I will tweet these out so that way you can see our playoff predictions. Then we'll revisit these throughout the NFL playoffs. But it's time to revisit. Who do you love? Let's take a look at our picks from last week, the standings as they are, and make our picks for the possibly, we got a week. We can do national championship next week. So let's stick to all NFL games or NBA, as Rashad likes to sprinkle in from time to time. We do that next here. Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network. But first, Schulte, Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who do you love?
I do what I gotta do. I wanna laugh. I do what I gotta do.
Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
Do what I gotta do.
Who do you love? Take a look at last week, how that went. I took Panthers to cover +3. I didn't take them to win, but I took them to cover +3, which they sure did against the Bucks. Also took the Bills -7.5 over the Jets. They threw Josh Allen out there all for one play, and then threw out Mitch Trubisky. Still not a problem to cover that 7.5. And then my last one, it says Ducks +4. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if that was basketball or, you know, some other sport. I marked it red. You know, I just figured whatever, you know, I'd help out the cause and just give myself a loss on that one. So go 2-1. That brings me to 21-18. Rashad went Seahawks money line over the 49ers. Cha-ching. Went Jacksonville -13.5 over the Titans. Very cha-ching. And then you took Ole Miss to cover +3.5. They lose
almost,
by 4.
Almost. I was so pissed. Oh. So pissed.
That brings you to 21-18 as well. Jordan, you went Packers +10 over the Vikings. I say the nay, friend.
Wow.
No. That did not happen.
Not even close.
You did take the Raiders +5.5, though, over the Chiefs.
Called it.
How about that?
I did get that, and then a day later, Pete Carroll is kissing his own ass goodbye.
And then you also took that weird Ducks +4. Again, I don't know what that was, so I just marked it red. You know, yeah. Don't worry about it. That brings you to 19-20. So Rashad and I tied at 21-18. Jordan at 19-20, but things could change literally this week. And as we look at the NFL schedule, what are we going to go with? I will start things off. Jags, 1.5-point favorite over the Bills. Give it to me. Jaguars covering the 1.5. Love it.
Pats, 3.5 point favorites over the Rams, over the Chargers. I think that sounds about right, man. Give me the money line.
You are going Patriots, just money line?
Yeah.
Coward.
give me a 3.5, man.
Oh, wow. How easy peer pressure.
Hey, man.
Yikes. Able to influence his decision.
I'm not no punk, bro.
All right. Patriots 3.5. Jordan.
This might be dangerous, but like I said in our playoff pick, I think the Panthers getting 10 points against the Rams is just too much. I do think that Carolina at home will cover. It's a playoff game. I mean, you know what? Maybe Vegas knows something I don't know, and they're just going to come out and ask the bet, but I think Carolina can cover +10 against my favorite team, the Rams.
Wow. Okay. I am going to go to 49ers-Eagles, that total of 44.5. I'm going to take the under of that one. Eagles like to muck it up. Again, drag their opponents to the depths of hell with them and win ugly games like 13-6. I could see this being a 20-6. I could see this being 20-10. But I say that Eagles 49ers, it will be low scoring and they will not hit that 44.5.
I'm going to go Bears hosting the Packers. The over under is 44.5. I think I'm going to go the under with that one. Like there have been some games where, as far as scoring the ball, that haven't been great for either team. So I think this is going to be a real grinded out game. So
Bears Packers under.
Yes.
44.5. Got it.
Nice.
Jordan, your second one.
I mean, I said that the Niners were going to beat the Eagles, right? So I guess I can pick San Francisco +6 to cover that line on the road in Philly. Like I said, I think defensive coordinator Robert Saleh has some kind of idea how the Eagles offense rolls. And I think because of that and because of that little bit of knowledge he refused to share this week and that clip on social media, I think San Fran's going to cover.
All right. And I'm going to go on my last one. Man, I'm deciding whether to go with Patriots covering 3.5 against the Chargers or if I want the Steelers to cover the +3 against the Texans. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going to say that they're able to cover, win this game pretty comfortably. Not a blowout by any means, but basically just keep the Chargers at arm's reach throughout this one. It's a long travel for LA going all the way up to Boston. Patriots fans, I'm sure that team, Vrabel, they are just absolutely stoked to be back in the playoffs. And while their record shows that they have not played many good teams this year, in fact, they have a strength of schedule of 391. 391,
damn,
the winning percentage of their opponents. I say that they do beat the Chargers in a muck-it-up, grind-it-out game that they end up covering 3.5.
My last one, I will take the Pittsburgh-Houston game. Houston's favorite by 3. I think Pittsburgh's going to win, though, so give me Pittsburgh straight up.
Did you take the opposite in your bracket?
No, I picked Pittsburgh to win.
Did you?
I think so. Pretty sure I did.
You don't even remember. I'm going to pull up your bracket right now. I just tweeted it out at 105.1 The Fan.
Yeah,
okay, you did take the Steelers.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say I've been pretty sure.
Wait,
I did.
Hold on. Check that. No, you didn't. You took the Texans.
Did I really?
Yes.
He's hedging his bets.
I'm looking at the bracket right now. You took the Texans.
Okay, well, shoot. Well, give me the Texans then, if that's the case.
Texans to cover?
Yeah.
Just one segment later, already forgets what he took.
Seriously, there's too many teams here to remember all the stuff. So, yes.
Texans minus 3. Dear God. All right, last one, Jordan.
I'm taking a bit of a shot here. I'm going NBA and Portland Trailblazers. The Knicks come to town tomorrow afternoon. I don't see a line yet on ESPN, but the Blazers have won 5 in a row. So I think New York's coming to town to cover. So that's
It's at 7 right now.
Okay, thank you. I think New York can cover that easily.
Wait, no, sorry. I thought you said that it was at 7. I
no,
was like, 7 who?
There is no line on ESPN right now. Let's so see. Whatever the line is, I will take it. I think New York is going to cover that.
Knicks, Blazers, January 11th. So whatever the spread ends up being, you're taking it.
I don't care. New York to cover. It's Blazers have won 5 in a row. I'm just going with the law of averages here.
Knicks cover spread.
I could throw in some analysis about how the pick and roll has improved in New York between Jalen Brunson and such and such. It doesn't matter. All right, Blazers have won 5 in a row. They got to lose sometime. There you go.
Yeah, no line yet on that one. All right, our picks. I'm going Jags minus 1.5, Eagles 49ers under 44.5, Patriots minus 3.5. Rashad taking Patriots minus 3.5. Hey, man, I get it. You want to take my picks. It's all good. Bears, Packers under 44.5. Bears, Packers under 44.5. Texans minus 3 for Rashad. And then Jordan going Panthers plus 10. 49ers plus 6, and Knicks cover the spread, whatever the hell ends up being against the Blazers tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock at Moda Center. That is Who Do You Love? We wrap things up next here, Sports Saturday, on the Fan Sports Network. Final segment here on the Fan, Sports Saturday. What playoff matchup this weekend are you guys most excited for? Because, again, I can't wait for that Jags-Bills game tomorrow morning.
Ooh, most excited for?
Yeah, I'm stoked for that one.
I mean, I do think the San Francisco Eagles game could be pretty good.
I don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think that game could be pretty good.
I think I'm taking the Eagles just all day long on that.
I mean, you got two complete studs at the running back position out there, and if they both have like really good games, you got two guys that have always been considered kind of check down guys, but one of them is starting to kind of break out over the last little bit. Yeah, two defenses that are one of them's kind of struggling a little bit, guys, because they don't have a lot of their dudes, but yeah, I think that could be a really fun game. Like, the game that gives me the most anxiety is obviously my own. Patriots versus Chargers is the one that's going to give me, like, that's going to be tough to watch.
I think that's my most exciting matchup. For everything else this weekend, I feel like the storylines in that game, maybe other than the San Fran-Philly matchup, just seem to be the juiciest. I think that the cold weather versus warm weather, Justin Herbert, the up-and-coming quarterback against the now already here quarterback in Drake May. Like, there's a lot of storylines on both sides that I want to see play out, man. I hope that Justin Herbert can actually get somewhere this year in the playoffs, but I just I don't see it happening.
Can you imagine a world though where I'm right and the Jags win the Super Bowl? That's just weird to say out loud.
They're overdue.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are your Super Bowl champions.
They've never won one, have they?
No, they definitely have
not. I mean, they've only existed since, what, like 94, 95, 96?
Have they been to one? No, they've been to one.
No, I don't believe they've been to one.
They've been to, I think, two AFC championship games in their history.
They're the only team, or one of the only teams, that has never been to one, if I'm not mistaken, right? Other than the Texans, of course, but those are, you know, that's post-2000.
Those two, the Vikings, I believe, are another franchise that has not been to a Super Bowl. I don't think the Lions have not been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, they haven't.
Dang.
Yeah, their last championship was like in the 30s or something.
We go to Super Bowl all the time on Madden when I have to play for the Lions. Every year.
Teams to never go to Super Bowl. The Browns.
Shocking.
The Vikings have gone. They just have not won it.
Thank you.
I got that confused
there. You want to know what's sad is...
Browns, Lions, Texans, Jags.
And after the Browns became the Ravens went and won a couple of times. So, mm-hmm. F you, Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
Yikes.
So, Jags...
Hopefully they get there. I'm not rooting for the Jags, but if they get there, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, do you have a team? I mean, obviously, your own team. You guys are rooting for that. So, you know, obviously, I can't ask you, what team you're rooting for in these playoffs? I mean... I already know who you guys think is going to win and who you're rooting for. So,
yeah, I mean, I really like this Jags team. I think they're good. It's hard not to root for the Texans, you know, at this point. Like, I'm rooting for Mike Tomlin, not the Steelers. I'm rooting for Mike Tomlin at this point. I think it'd be a great FU if he went and won the Super Bowl this year after everybody talked about firing him after having another winning season.
For, like, the fourth year in a row.
Yeah, after having another winning season. So, yeah, I think, you know, just rooting for him secretly. Not for, again, not for Pittsburgh, but if they went to at least the championship game, I think that would be vindication for Mike Tomlin.
I agree with you, Rashad. I'm getting sick and tired of everybody throwing Mike Tomlin under the bus. Even last year, I bet Brandon Sprague on the air, like, hey, dude, they're going to have a record better than 500. I bet you $50. He's like, oh, I'll take that bet every day. I won. Like midway through the season, I won.
I said that they were going to have a winning record too, but again, me and Rashad were talking about it a couple weeks ago. I guess the Steelers are just happy to be there now. That's what they hang their success on. Hey, they are so afraid of like restarting and the possibility of like going through bad seasons. Rather than, like, I don't know, actually trying to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, but what better?
Bad seasons are, we know as Blazer fans, this is really hard to go through.
Well, again, that's what I'm saying is really that Steeler fans, through. They would rather just do this than actually try and find a new coach that cares about offense and getting a stalwart quarterback, franchise quarterback, rather than patching it together with spackle every season.
Well, would you want to put any of your chips in because the Steelers have not had good enough draft picks to get any of the top guys available out of college, would you want to put any of your, you know, like, future into a guy like Michael Penix Jr. or any of these guys like third or fourth round pick, Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders type of guys? Like, that's who Pittsburgh would have been selecting from basically since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Personally, I think Mike Tomlin's doing the right thing. If he saw a guy that was somebody that he was willing to invest in, he'd push twice on Sundays for it. But there have been a lot of crappy quarterbacks coming out of college, and I think that makes him want to put together this whole thing with spackle as opposed to just
can't wait
dive all in on one guy.
You can't wait in Pittsburgh. They're not the Browns.
Well,
like,
I'm pretty sure they drafted Kenny Pickett with a first-round pick.
See how well
he
that
clearly did.
Out,
well, he clearly thought it was a good idea.
That's a good point.
He clearly thought that was a good idea as far as starting with a young quarterback. That did not work. He's gone with Mason.
Won't get burned like that again, eh, Tomlin?
Dang.
I get it.
Well, again.
Fool me once, eh?
So they'll be in the playoffs again, but I expect them to be knocked out promptly by the Texans in this next round. But again, I can totally see the reality of Steelers just dragging the Texans down to their level and somehow winning just an ugly, gross game.
Yeah, man. I see it.
Go AFC South, though, baby.
Should be fun, man.
Texans-Jags in the AFC Conference Championship game for me.
Bro, you guys get a chance, man. Come to Franklin today, man. PIL showcase, man. For real. Hey, man. Jeff Benson, the girls always go so hard. It's a packed house every single time. Starts at 5:30, bro. Jordan, if you got time, you should definitely go. And the boys play before that, so it's going to be dope.
All right.
No, sure. I'm going to go watch my son's team get smacked around and for a couple games this afternoon.
I'm telling you, man, there's some kids out there, some ladies out there, some boys, too, that are just absolute beasts, and they're going to go super far. You're going to hear a lot about it.
Well, they're playing the Lakers today, and there's one kid on the Lakers team that just, I mean, I would be surprised if he's playing the second half.
Yeah, shout out to my girl, Jayla Lackey. She's my man's daughter. She is a monster already, a sophomore. Yeah, she's going to do big things.
All right, that'll do it for us on the Saturday. Taking a good old stretch, good old Saturday stretch to get me ready for the rest of the day here.
Lazy one for y'all, man. No show or anything after this? This is great.
No more shows the rest of the season. Yeah. Rashad, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah,
has to feel good to go home and relax, though, a little bit.
No, like I just said, I'm going to go watch my son get smacked around for 3 hours at a basketball tournament. It's going to be great.
I love it. Go kill him, Joey.
That is it for us today. We will be back here next Saturday. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My man.
Jordan, appreciate you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all out there.
And everybody out there listening, appreciate you as well. You will catch us next week at 9 o'clock. For Jordan Schultz, Rashad Taylor, I'm Joe Fisher. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.